Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, following on from Aidan O'Brien joining us there on his cross from Ireland, James Ross is joining us here for the Australian Turf Club in our OB van from Canterbury Racecourse. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Andrew.
Interesting listening to Aidan. Obviously, the crucial thing is here, just a couple of days of drying weather for the Randwick track to improve.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think we're headed in the right direction, starting to see a bit of blue sky push through now, and we think the worst of the rain's come and gone. We haven't had, haven't even had a mill overnight at Randwick, so I think that's good. And if that track can improve into the soft range, we know, the Randwick, after all we're doing, all the work we're doing, the new Randwick, we're sort of calling it, it's really draining well. It raced fantastically last week, we're expecting it to come on nicely.
You've been out here most mornings, I presume, just keeping everyone pleased from the Aidan O'Brien stable in case they need stuff every morning and things like that. What's your opinion of US Navy Flag and where he is going into the race?
Yeah, look, he's fantastically well. I think he travelled better than any other horse that we've brought, in our time at Canterbury. He's settled in really well. He's been really relaxed, as has his stable mate. We've got a great environment here at Canterbury, and when we're seeing these horses transition from the northern hemisphere, get a little bit of sun on their backs, they really thrive. So he's looking in great nick this morning, just a couple of laps around the poly track. But I think really positive for Saturday's race.
We're going to talk to Andrew Murphy shortly to give us a bit more on track work and the like, but it seemed to be on Tuesday they seemed to walk off a lot happier with the way that he did finish off, given the ground was relatively heavy.
Absolutely, yeah. We'd had a lot of that rain sort of Sunday, Monday, and that was a really pleasing piece of work for Tom Magnier and the entire Coolmore team and Andrew, because he certainly got through the going a lot better than he had at his previous time. So I think that gave them a lot of comfort, strong piece of work, so really finished him off nicely.
Can't wait to speak to Andrew when he comes in, just to see how he settled in. But just watching him walking around before and after the canters this morning, he looks to be bright and well within himself.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. This horse has been well travelled before, been across to a Breeders' Cup. So I think all those things, stand a horse in good stead. He's really got the mental frame for travelling and being in a new environment. But, I think having the opportunity here to be on the poly track, which is a fantastic surface, and alternate on the turf here, the guys have been really responsive how positive the Canterbury track surface is. So, yeah, he's been really at home.
Yeah, look, it is based now. We see racing here all year round, and night racing is about to begin, and we know how successful that's been in the last couple of years with the markets and things. But set up for US Navy Flag, just having that new poly track, or, it's only been there for a little while, but the option of doing one or the other obviously helps them.
It certainly does, and particularly with the weather. We were able to put this track in consultation with Coolmore, but, I know Reed Sanders and all of the crew at Polytrack were fantastic in the way we prepared it. We've got the ability to prepare it to specifications,
right,
for each trainer, so, we've relied on a lot of that feedback, but I think that's been a really strong selling point to give people the confidence. I think these processes of recruiting international horses start, 12 months in advance, and it's key. A key aspect is logistics, but the facilities that they'll have.
Yep.
So anything that's as close as possible to home that gives them a lot of comfort certainly helps in their decision making.
All right, so that's US Navy Flag. As I say, we'll talk to Andrew Murphy shortly from the Aidan O'Brien stable here in our OB van. But the ATC, you've had some drama earlier in the week with the slot. You're still with Godolphin, though, with Osborne Bulls.
We are on this Thursday before the race, Andrew, absolutely.
Don't say there's going to be any other change.
No, I wouldn't like the thing. I think we've done all the changes we need to make. But look, it was fantastic that we could have a horse of his quality, finishing so close in the Sir Rupert Clark, behind Home of the Brave last time. He's really got an upward profile that we were looking for, very similar to Brave Smash last year.
Yep.
He'll race in a similar position. He'll get through any type of rain affected going. But he's you know, I think he's an exciting horse. So we were able to transition Tommy Berry across. Yeah. So. And keep the silks and move and on. It was pretty seamless.
Yeah, let's hope he runs well for all concerned there, Osborne Bulls. We get through Saturday. It's such a huge day, Tab Everest Day, but then you're going to be tootling off around Europe trying to talk about the championships.
Yeah, look, it starts again immediately, Andrew. And I think, you know, what we've put into our international strategy over the last couple of years, really strong support from the ATC board, but, you know, Racing New South Wales, you know, working really closely with us to develop facilities like this, has put us in a position where, for the first time in my time at the ATC,
yep,
we're having international trainers reach out to us,
right,
about coming to Sydney. So, yep, so our championships process starts immediately now. We cover, you know, a couple of the major days, UK Champions Day, but across the UK, Ireland, and also France, really targeting, you know, particularly stayers. You know, at the moment, we're seeing so many of them want to travel to Australia. I think it's a great time to be really, you know, improving your effort in this space.
Understand. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Just finally, from your point of view, before Andrew joins us, but the Australian Turf Club, the ATC, it's such a big day on Saturday. The brand of the Everest has hit racing in such a huge way.
Yeah, look, it has. I think it's, you know, it's gripped the general community, but also the international racing community. It's very rare that a race club will be able to introduce an event,
yep,
of such significance and standing in only its second year. You know, to be right up there with our largest event. It's really something special.
Yeah, it is, for sure. All right, thank you for having us out here this morning. It's a low-key morning for track work, only a couple of mornings out, but just to get a bit more on it, and we're about to with Andrew. Thanks for your time, James.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.